98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin. The Park Falls Community Broadcasting Corporation.
98Q Country. News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Would the U.S. stand by its ally Taiwan in the event of an attack by communist China? Congressman Rob Whitman says, absolutely. The Virginia Republican, part of a congressional delegation visiting the island, says any hostile, unprovoked attack on Taiwan will result in a resolute reaction from the U.S. As the floodwaters recede, recovery continues across four states in the wake of hurricane, then Tropical Storm Idalia. There's mountains of mud and silt to be cleaned up, trees to be chopped up and removed, and electricity to be restored. Pastor Jimmy Butler in hard-hit Horseshoe Bend, Florida.
Horseshoe will never be the same for me, you know. But we'll rebuild and be ready for the next one to come.
President Biden plans to visit Florida tomorrow. Hawaiian authorities investigating allegations of land speculation in the wake of the devastating Maui wildfires. Governor Josh Green insists that predatory real estate practices will not be tolerated.
We enhance penalties to a year in jail and $5,000 fine if people approach in a predatory way or they approach anyone unsolicited, which I view as predatory at this point, to sell their property.
It's been a deadly shooting near an outdoor mall in Austin, Texas.
One of the victims was transported to the hospital with critical injuries. At 5:20 p.m., two individuals were pronounced deceased on scene.
Austin Police Chief Robin Henderson tells KVUE-TV the gunman is one of the deceased. Lengthy prison sentences for two former Proud Boys leaders and their roles in the U.S. Capitol riot. 17 years for Joseph Biggs, 15 for Zachary Rell. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow features up 127 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The roof was completely gone.
All of our memories being wiped away.
The rain is what got
20 minutes of sheer terror.
And you can feel it in your body.
I watched the fire move down the canyon.
The rumbling of the house.
My son started screaming, we're going to die, we're going to die. In the name of Jesus, we are not going to die.
At Samaritan's Purse, we bring spiritual and physical aid to hurting people around the world. We go into dangerous situations because in disaster, in disease, in war, Jesus calls us to love our neighbor, to heal the sick, feed the hungry, restore the broken. All who work and volunteer with Samaritan's Purse follow the example of Jesus. We go to serve, not to be served. And we go in Jesus' name. Join us at SamaritansPurse.org. That's SamaritansPurse.org.
Japan's government imposing sanctions against three groups and four individuals for supporting North Korea's missile and nuclear development program. Japan's cabinet secretary says sanctions in tandem with the U.S. and South Korea are in response to North Korea's recent attempt to launch a spy satellite as well as a firing of two missiles this week. UN Security Council resolutions prohibit any North Korean missile launches using ballistic missile technology. German prosecutors say a 98-year-old man has been charged with being an accessory to murder as a guard at the Nazis' Sachsenhausen concentration camp between 1943 and 1945. They say the German citizen is accused of having supported the cruel and malicious killing of thousands of prisoners as a member of the SS Guard detail. He's charged with more than 3,300 counts of accessory to murder. News and analysis at townhall.com. Well, some of those slick ads sure make that food look tasty.
And some consumers say those mouthwatering ads can cross the line into deception. And that's leading to a growing number of lawsuits. Burger King is the latest company in the crosshairs. In August, a federal judge in Florida refused to dismiss a class action lawsuit that claims Burger King's ads overstate the amount of meat in its Whopper burger and other sandwiches. But Burger King is far from the only one. Perkins Coie, a law firm that tracks class action suits, said 214 were filed against food and beverage companies last year. Keith Peters reporting.
New state law taking effect today in Texas requires all schools to have at least one armed guard at each of the nearly 9,000 campuses. But scores of districts around the state say they don't have the money to comply with that law, and they say there aren't enough officers to hire in any event. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, we'll see a mixture of clouds and sunshine. Can't rule out a slight chance for an isolated sprinkle into the afternoon with highs in the upper 70s. Winds becoming breezy from the south at 10 to 15. For tonight, partly cloudy in the lower 60s. Saturday, a mixture of clouds and sunshine, warming up to 86. Then abundant sunshine Sunday and into your Labor Day Monday with lower 90s for high temperatures. Tuesday, a slight chance for an afternoon shower, easing back to 88. Much cooler Wednesday, chance for showers and storms, low 70s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, it's 54.
Peels off the Bud Light label, just might run the pool table. Roll your eyes if I call you an angel. Ain't you one of them girls? Ask you to dance, you say no, just to see how far I'll go. Your song comes on and your eyes close, that's when I know. Yeah, you got your heart on lockdown, got a wall I gotta knock down. Kinda wanna do a shot now, come on now. You one of them girls? Trying to meet nobody, you're just here for the party. If I'm wrong, then stop me. You're one of them girls that ain't handing out your number. You like to make us want you, you like to make us wonder. If you're one of them girls, cause I'm one of them boys, so trade his whole not even trying. Yeah, you know I ain't lying. Damn right, you're one of them girls. Broke every heart in your hometown. On the day you rode out, got them all wishing on stars, man. Have I found one of them girls that ain't trying to meet nobody? You're just here for the party. If I'm wrong, then stop me. You're one of them girls that ain't handing out your number.
Old lady at a red light, pull a gun on the owner of a liquor store. You think it's cool? suburban in a glass.
Your favorites. Your classics. Your country. 98Q Country.
Yesterday's classics. 98Q Country.
Your husband, hand on the Bible, I'd be lying through my teeth. It's dirt on you, it's dirt on me, and we Lorini there at 98Q Country, giving you the country hits of today and the classics of yesterday. We made her back from Shell Lake last night. Austin made it in from a few blocks away. How you doing, Austin?
Doing pretty good.
All right, very good. We're ready for a first day of September, and like the weather likes to do up here, it gets later in the year, and it just keeps getting warmer out there in the morning. So that doesn't make any sense, but we're going to have a hot...
I'm not complaining.
We're going to have a hot weekend. The Glidden Area Community Fair is going to be probably close to 90 for Sunday and Monday. Let's see if those high temps are still going to hold true for those days. 54 is what we have right now. 79 today. Yeah, right now, Monday, they're forecasting for Park Falls, 97 degrees for Labor Day Monday. That's right. That doesn't happen very often that we have a forecast of 97. 93 Saturday, or 93 Sunday, rather, 97 on Monday. 79 right now. We do have a 40% chance or maybe a little passing shower at some point in spots today. But just hot weather over the holiday weekend is how the meteorology folks describe it. Stay hydrated.
I mean, you should do that regardless of the temperature.
That should just be a general philosophy, right?
Yeah.
Because all source of life comes from water, right? So
it's kind of funny how we need water to survive, yet many of us forget that we need water to survive.
Yeah. And it's all right there. Mm-hmm. We got an endless supply of water here, unlike a lot of places in the world. So drink of the water, your mama says, drink of the water. Mm-hmm. We've got some news and sports for you, quick headlines, and we'll have more about what happened. Well, I guess the Brewers didn't play, but we'll have more in detail on these stories coming up at 7, but a News Minute right now.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. There have been 13 boating-related deaths so far this year in Wisconsin. DNR Boating Law Administrator Darren Kuhn says life jackets would have made a difference.
By far, a majority of these people not only weren't wearing their life jackets, but didn't have them available in some situations.
The agency urging all boaters to wear their life jackets on the waterways during the Labor Day holiday weekend. A Wood County man gets 10 life sentences for multiple felony charges against children. 64-year-old Brian McDowell pled guilty August 8th to charges including sexually assaulting a child and producing or possessing child sex abuse material. Two men have been charged in a Milwaukee armored car robbery and homicide in July, in which 55-year-old guard Scott B. of Waukesha was killed. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Native American children. Many live in poverty and face some very tough days. But they also have great days. And the days they love most, they happen here at St. Joseph's Indian School.
I love learning with my friends.
Playing music.
Lunchtime!
Math. And speaking of math, here are some awesome numbers.
96% of St. Joseph's Indian School students graduate high school. That's 10% higher than the national average. For almost 100 years, St. Joe's has been giving Native American children days they love and educating them for life. Learn more at stjo.org today.
Wisconsin Radio Network Sports. Good morning, I'm Tim Fisher. We'll start with college football. We're a day away from the Wisconsin Badgers kicking off their season. They will play host to the University of Buffalo tomorrow at Camp Randall Stadium. To the pros for the Green Bay Packers, a little more than a week away from kicking their season off in Chicago against the Bears. The Packers taking the weekend off will start their game week preparations on Monday. Last night, the Pack inducted its members of its 2023 Hall of Fame, wide receiver Jordy Nelson and offensive lineman Josh Sitton. The baseball, where the Milwaukee Brewers took yesterday off, the crew back in action tonight as they open up a series with the Philadelphia Phillies. Milwaukee looking to snap a two-game losing skid, have a three-game lead over the Chicago Cubs in the NL Central. To college volleyball, where the top-ranked Wisconsin Badgers sweep 21st-ranked Arkansas 3-0 last night. I'm Tim Fisher, Wisconsin Radio Network Sports.
So I wanted to talk with you and your mom today, Lily, because some people at school have noticed changes going on with you, and we're concerned.
Like what? Who?
Some of your friends, teachers. It sounds like you've lost interest in a lot of things lately. You're hanging with new friends.
So?
So, individually, maybe those things are no big deal, but taken together, and then the incident the other day, you were with Derek when he was caught selling marijuana.
Yeah, he was selling it.
Honey, we know, but we care about you and want to know what's going on.
That's right. We just want to understand better and see how we might help. And if weed is a part of it, we just want to make sure you understand the negative consequences for someone your age, the physical and mental health effects, the poor decision-making, and the confusing legal aspects these days. So what do you say? Can we talk?
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
The Furman Insurance Agency in downtown Park Falls has been serving the local community for over 40 years. Specializing in home, auto, and business insurance, don't forget the toys. No one can predict the future, but we can help protect it. Give Christy or Jamie a call at 715-762-4046. Furman Insurance Agency. Let us help you protect what's important.
Cookie wants to be a professional wrestler.
I'm Cookie Serratos, and I'm 11 years old.
She also wants to win all the medals. That's why Cookie and her family make every day count, squeezing out her best with Go-Go Squeeze.
Okay, Cookie, let's break for a Go-Go Squeeze.
Go-Go Squeeze fruit-on-the-go pouches are a nutritious snack made from 100% fruit with no sugar added.
Go, Cookie!
Because when you nurture your kids, you squeeze out the best in them. Squeeze out the best with Go-Go Squeeze. Not a low-calorie food. Products range from 11 to 13 grams of sugar and 60 to 70 calories per serving.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to now.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, we'll see a mixture of clouds and sunshine. Can't rule out a slight chance for an isolated sprinkle into the afternoon with highs in the upper 70s. Winds becoming breezy from the south at 10 to 15. For tonight, partly cloudy in the lower 60s. Saturday, a mixture of clouds and sunshine, warming up to 86. Then abundant sunshine Sunday and into your Labor Day Monday with lower 90s for high temperatures. Tuesday, a slight chance for an afternoon shower, easing back to 88. Much cooler Wednesday, chance for showers and storms, low 70s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, it's 54.
Well, look who it is. Last call I thought I'd get. How's your mama? How you been? Girl, it's been too long. Saw your sister at the Circle K. Her baby number two was on the way. Hadn't seen her since her wedding day with you on my arm. It's good to hear from you again. Girl, what a coincidence. I was just thinking about that weekend out on Cumberland Lake. And that one time at Baton Rouge when we made out in the rain. Where we went chasing falling stars on a hill at your daddy's farm. Don't be sorry for calling me up right out of the blue. I was just thinking about you. about you.
Thank you.
Sinera, 98Q Country. All right, starting to warm up today. 79 is what they're telling us for today. 54 is our current temperature. Had a chance, Austin, to venture out on Highway E as I headed towards Shell Lake yesterday in the football game. Well, that's a wonderful little road now. Mm-hmm. If you have no reason to go out Highway E, just do it anyway. Like all the way out to where the bar is out there, about 4 or 5 miles mm-hmm. out there. It's a wonderful, wonderful road. The manhole covers within the city limits provide a little bit of a bump, but once you get outside there, they got the center line in.
They actually care about the road.
Felt like I was in transportation heaven. It was wonderful. It's just a wonderful stretch of road right now. So go out there and maybe stop at the bar and give them a little business out there and turn around and just come back in. Mm-hmm. It's like 4 or 5 miles out. It's wonderful. Other than that, I missed all the deer that were on there. It seemed like I have a tendency whenever I travel somewhere, I drive from wherever I am, Menominee, Eau Claire, all the way back to just like 2 miles out of Park Falls on E, and then I see like 48,000 deer. Just like they all like are right here in Park Falls.
Around us.
They seem to congregate out on E. See a lot of, just tons of deer. I think I saw 7 or 8 deer just in the last 2 miles. Almost took out somebody's big buck for the deer hunting season, but it decided it was going to keep going across the road. If it would had made one more bad decision, that would have been it. Because I was lined up to get it. So we have more high school sports tonight. Phillips will be back on tonight with their 1-0 record, hosting Clayton. Jeff Scott and the boys are bringing that game right here, 7 o'clock tonight on 98Q. We'll join the Brewers after that in progress.
Did you know that driving under the influence of marijuana is illegal? Driving high will get you a DUI. And if you're wondering if law enforcement can tell you're driving high, well, everyone else can. Friends?
I can tell you drove high.
Parents?
I can tell when you drive high.
Relatives.
I can tell. You drove here high, didn't you?
So what makes you think law enforcement can't?
I can tell.
If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Drive safely, Wisconsin. Highway workers are out on the road. They do it to better serve you. And just like you, they want to get home safely at the end of a hard day's work. When driving, all of us have a chance to set the right example. Be patient. Put down the phone. Never text and drive. Slow down and move over if possible to give workers a little extra room. Work zone safety. It's everyone's responsibility.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
The Glidden Area Ambulance Service and the Glidden Fire Department invite you to come on out for the 3rd annual street dance and fundraiser. It's Friday, September 1st. Starting at 4 p.m., enjoy the Brock feed and some easy listening live music by Relative Theory. Then from 8 to midnight, dance to the rock band Contradiction. Come on out, enjoy a cold beverage, and enjoy these organizations' fundraiser for the ambulance service and the local fire department. For more information, call 608-738-2289. Check them out on Facebook, Glidden Area Ambulance Service. We'll see you in downtown Glidden, Wisconsin on Friday, September the 1st.
Here's a look at your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, we'll see a mixture of clouds and sunshine. Carolina's slight chance for an isolated sprinkle into the afternoon with highs in the upper 70s. Winds becoming breezy from the south at 10 to 15. For tonight, partly cloudy in the lower 60s. Saturday, a mixture of clouds and sunshine, warming up to 86. Then abundant sunshine Sunday and into your Labor Day Monday with lower 90s for high temperatures. Tuesday, a slight chance for an afternoon shower, easing back to 88. Much cooler Wednesday, chance for showers and storms, low 70s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Currently, it's 55.
Hello.
The sounds of summer.
Your finger licking, guitar picking, road tripping, summer fun, country station.
All summer.
98Q Country.
In my t-shirt, in my ride, running circles in my mind. Couple billion in the world, baby, you're the only girl in mind. You took the single out of my life. Now I can't wait to see you tonight. In my CJC, messing with my rear view. No, I don't.
98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
From Riley Green and Luke Combs, and called Different Round Here at 6:50. A lot going on this weekend. We got the Prentice Progress Days, the Glidden Fair, and all that stuff. Austin, what do you got going on this weekend? Just chilling out, or you got anything big going on?
Pretty much just chilling out. I head over to the car show on Sunday, but other than that, not much.
Car show at the Glidden in Glidden?
I believe it's in Prentice.
Oh, Prentice Progress Days. Okay. So stuff for you to do this weekend, hydrate. It's going to be warm. We're feeling it already this morning. We've had temperatures in that 38, 39 range the last couple of mornings. And I think I saw 54 this morning. So noticeably warm already this morning. Not supposed to be crazy humid. It's supposed to be what I had two people tell me yesterday. They said, Joel, it's a dry heat, right? Because I mentioned that the other morning. I just like, sure, whatever. Those Arizona people are a bunch of liars. And they say, it's 110, but it's a dry heat. Good luck with that dry heat. It's still hot.
Yeah, it doesn't matter how dry it happens to be. 110 is 110.
Yeah, we're not used to 95, 97. And that's what we're going to see on Sunday, Monday. And then we'll get back to some more manageable temperatures again next week. Today, not too bad. Probably upper 70s, maybe pushing 80. Words of wisdom to get us into a Labor Day weekend. Focus on the family this morning is being brought to you by Park Pharmacy.
Private First Class Desmond Dawes was an inspiring example of living by your convictions. Dawes was a conscientious objector who served as a medic during World War II. He was so devout in his beliefs that he refused to carry a rifle. That decision angered his fellow soldiers, who ostracized him, and his superiors, who sought to have him court-martialed. But Dawes insisted on going into battle without a weapon. In Hacksaw Ridge, the movie about his life, Private Dawes defended his actions by saying, "I have the passion to serve as a medic," right in the middle of the other guys. No less danger, but while everybody else is taking life, I'll be saving it. and save lives he did. In April 1945, during the Battle of Okinawa, Private Doss evaded heavy machine gun fire to carry wounded men to safety. Each time he saved someone, he prayed, "Please, Lord, help me get one more." By the end of the firefight, he had rescued 75 men. Private Doss labeled himself a conscientious cooperator instead of a conscientious objector because he did what he could to bring life and hope to desperate situations. To live in a world that's filled with courage, faith, and sacrificial love, each of us must live out those values when it counts. Heroes don't wear capes. They're everyday people who believe so deeply in what's right that they just do it instinctually, no matter how extraordinary the situation is. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan, double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 844-94-BIBLE. That's 844-94-BIBLE. 844-94-BIBLE.
Now at Menards, save big money on your next project with 11% off everything. Upgrade your home with new outlets from Legrand, including new USB outlets. Charge more of your devices without the need for bulky AC adapters. Pick up a USB outlet today for just $32.92 after 11% rebate. Good through September 4th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Your Health Mart Pharmacy in Park Falls. Park Pharmacy can be trusted to handle all your prescription needs. Their Health Mart pharmacists take the time to get to know you and explain your medications. When you need a prescription filled, come to Park Pharmacy. You're a Health Mart pharmacy who has a personal commitment to their community. They care for you and about you. That's Park Pharmacy, downtown Park Falls.
Missing your NFL team's out-of-market games? Not a great plan. A much better plan? Switch to My Plan from Verizon and get NFL Sunday Ticket from YouTube and YouTube TV on us with eligible phone purchase and unlimited plus. That's a value of up to $449. Get every out-of-market game every Sunday afternoon. Switch to My Plan at your Verizon store today. And for a limited time, get NFL Sunday Ticket from YouTube and YouTube TV on us with eligible phone purchase and unlimited plus. It's your Verizon. $449 value applies to NFL Sunday Ticket season 23-24 only. Additional terms and embargoes apply to NFL Sunday Ticket on YouTube. No refunds.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, we'll see a mixture of clouds and sunshine. Can't rule out a slight chance for an isolated sprinkle into the afternoon with highs in the upper 70s. Winds becoming breezy from the south at 10 to 15. For tonight, partly cloudy in the lower 60s. Saturday, a mixture of clouds and sunshine warming up to 86. Then abundant sunshine Sunday and into your Labor Day Monday with lower 90s for high temperatures. Tuesday, a slight chance for an afternoon shower, easing back to 88. Much cooler Wednesday, chance for showers and storms, low 70s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Currently, it's 55.
Tree.